For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Fallen angels came to Earth and using their own DNA and that of apes, fashioned man to enslave in order to mine gold the fallen angels or aliens needed on their planet. Out of this breeding came giants of whom God attempted to rid the earth, considering them an abomination through the Great Flood. So say several investigators, archaeologists, and theorists, using information not readily available to the public. Some of this information includes the discovery of gold mines and miles of terraces found in South Africa, which date back thousands of years. Henderson, Indiana, about 30 miles northeast of Indianapolis. Always proud of its Indian heritage, the town celebrates the Delaware Indian tribe, who founded the city first known as Andersontown. However, most inhabitants still have no idea that long before Chief Anderson brought his tribe westward from Pennsylvania and Ohio, ancient giants inhabited the area. When told about a late 1800s newspaper article telling of the discovery of six giant skeletons in the burial mounds, Micheline McWilliams, who has worked in the Mound State Park for 6 years, said she had never heard such a story. Were the skeletons the known mound builders who first settled the area, almost exactly where the Delaware would set up camp, or were they some other race of giants? To this day, none of the tourists to the mounds, its docents, or even the schoolchildren of Anderson, Indiana, were taught about the giant skeletons or that the Smithsonian took the bones away, never to be displayed. During the time of discovery, the Smithsonian was taking possession of nearly every giant skeleton found throughout the entire country, including the largest discovery of skeletons found in the Great Mound in Ohio. Romania is tapping into the Dracula legend, offering concert-goers free tickets in exchange for their blood. The campaign is part of a push to increase blood donations in a country where only 1.7% of the people donate blood. Mobile blood collection units will be set up in 42 Romanian cities for 10 days this month. Donators in Bucharest will be eligible for free tickets to an electro dance music festival in the Transylvania city. Transylvania is the home of the fictional blood-sucking Dracula featured in Bram Stoker's 1897 novel. This is Dark Matter News.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
With sunny weather and fresh air, many prefer to spend time outside. If you have social security business to tend to, that's no reason to ditch the outdoors. You don't have to wait in an office. You can handle much of your social security business from your laptop, wherever you want to be. You can even apply online for benefits as you sit on the beach. As long as you have an internet connection, you can do business with social security. Enjoy the great outdoors. We'll bring the office to you. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov.
Spontaneous human combustion. It is the term of reported cases of the burning of a living or recently deceased human body without an apparent external source of ignition. In addition to reported cases, examples of spontaneous human combustion appear in literature, and both types have been observed to share common characteristics regarding circumstances and remains of the victim. A war veteran has recalled the horrifying moment his body suddenly burst into flames while he was sitting on the sofa. Frank Baker, who served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam, is the only known survivor of the unexplained phenomenon known as spontaneous human combustion.
The doctor was completely baffled, and he said, looking at it, Frank, this burned from the inside out. And he said, I've never, ever seen anything like this. I wasn't smoking, there were no flames around, there was no lights on, no microwaves. All that was coming in was the sun from the far end of the house. When this happened,
the highly decorated former soldier had been preparing to go on a fishing trip with his friend when fire suddenly engulfed his body.
Frank Baker appears to fit all the criteria for survival of partial spontaneous human combustion, and he's had to deal with it. He's had to come to terms with something that was said to be impossible, something that could not happen.
Larry E. Arnold, in his 1995 book Ablaze, proposed a pseudo-scientific new subatomic particle, which he called pyrotron. Arnold also wrote that the flammability of a human body could be increased by certain circumstances, like increased alcohol in the blood. He also wrote that extreme stress could be the trigger that starts many combustions. This process may use no external oxygen to spread throughout the body. Others attribute these sudden combustions as paranormal phenomena. For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft.